Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022. Got it right this morning. 2022, 18 minutes past the hour. And we're going to kick off this morning's program in kind of a special way. As many of you know, we have been remembering the late Betty White the last few days, who passed away Friday at the age of 99. And there have been so many rumors and just speculation since she passed away in regard to how she passed away. A woman, you know, 18 days short of 100 years old. It's kind of strange how this is all ticked out. But, I mean, there have been stories that she received the booster shot, and that's why she died, and her manager had to bat that one down, that was not true. And there have been other rumors as well that have sprung up. And we wanted to have somebody come on and address these rumors, but also address the life of Betty White, somebody who knew her well. And her agent really is one of the only people who has been around Betty White in the last 2.5 years. She has, of course, has been in isolation because of the pandemic since, I believe, probably March of 2020. So nearly 2 years she was in isolation, but one of the few people that was allowed to come visit her was her agent and friend, Jeff Wichitz. Jeff has been her agent and manager, I believe, for somewhere around the 20-year mark. And he's a really nice gentleman. So last night, because he's on the West Coast, I was able to tape about a 20-minute interview with Jeff about some of these rumors, the life of Betty White, what made her Betty White, and their relationship. So, here we go. Without further ado, the agent, but more importantly, friend of Betty White, Jeff Wichitz, remembering the legendary actress and comedian.
This is Scott Spears of WWGH Radio, and we have had a very happy time the last few days remembering one of the true legends, Betty White, who passed away last Friday at the age of 99. We were lucky enough to have Betty on our show several times over the years, and it was always a delight. Today we're joined by one of her dear friends, her agent, Jeff Wichitz, to remember Betty. And Jeff also went to college here in Ohio, so there is a tie. Jeff, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show, and condolences, I know, on your dear friend and client, Betty White.
Yeah, thank you very much, Scott.
Jeff, I imagine you don't become good friends with all your clients. How did a friendship develop with Betty?
That's accurate, though I do try to have a good relationship with my clients. How can one not have a friendship with Betty? When you're around her, she's infectious. You know, it's her laughter. She is a positive person. She's the nicest person you'd ever want to meet. So we just bonded. And she trusted me as her agent as well, the business side. So I never took that for granted. And Betty and I became a very strong team.
A lot of people get along in life, and over the age of 80, the roles just don't seem to come like they used to. That certainly didn't happen for Betty White. What kept her so involved, vibrant, active, and employable?
Well, that's a good question, Scott. That was part of our game plan, and you're absolutely right. Hollywood doesn't write normally for 80-plus actors, but I put Betty on a show. It was a roast of William Shatner. This is many years ago, and it you know, there was a bite to it. The comedians really go after the honoree on that show, and Betty was one of them, and people saw her with a little different personality, a little different comedy style, and they loved with her. And that sort of started the ball rolling. And then it, became, she did the movie The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock, which was a big hit, and she was terrific. And then there was the commercial with Snickers, and then there was the Saturday Night Live hosting opportunity. So it just, one thing led to another, one thing parlayed into something else, and we just kept working it. And it was my goal with Betty to keep her relevant, because she was an incredible talent, obviously, and she was up for anything, which was great, and we just kept pushing.
You know, that's an interesting point. Being born in 1922, which Betty was, which is hard to believe, she seemingly fit in any movie, any situation, any television show, any commercial. People just like to see Betty White. What when you would go out with her, or however the process is for a rehearsal or an interview, did anybody ever not want Betty White?
If they didn't want Betty, there may have been a few situations, but and maybe they were correct that it just didn't quite fit. Because I always looked at Betty as timeless, ageless. She had a youthfulness about her that really permitted her to play all different ages. And, she could play the comedy better than anybody, and she was also a wonderful dramatic actress. So very rarely did somebody say no. And maybe if there was, I can't recall, honestly, Scott, but maybe in that situation I pushed the envelope a little too far. There were some roles that, required nudity, and there were times that Betty wanted to do it and didn't want to do it. And I'm being a little funny here. I'm trying to be. she would, because I'll tell you a little joke. Sometimes I'd bring Betty a role, and she'd say, "Is there any nudity?" And at first I thought, why would she ever say that to me? And I'd say, "Of course not." She said, "Then I'm not going to do it." that's her sense of humor. So then after that, I kept bringing her roles, and I kept making up, there's some nudity here, Betty. So you up for it? She was up for it.
when she passed away Friday, I think all the major networks broke into their programming. It was as if a head of state or a president had died. Would that have surprised her?
Yes and no. I there were times when I felt Betty didn't really know how loved she was. And during the last couple of years of COVID, especially, when Betty wasn't working, I kept reinforcing to her how much love there is for her out there, how many fans were really interested in her well-being. And in a way, she knew, but she was a humble person. She almost would be embarrassed if somebody was watching a program and the news came on that Betty passed. She'd probably say, "Let the people watch their program." Because that's sort of Betty White. I mean, obviously, all of us, it is news. It's huge news. Our national treasure, or I call it the international treasure of Betty White, passed away. That's pretty big.
Absolutely, and I think the magazine covers and the news stories that we've seen since then certainly reinforce that. This last 2 years during the pandemic, when of course we haven't seen Betty, of course, because of the situation of the world and her age, has she been okay during this time? Has life been okay? I know she loved to work.
She loved to work, but she was okay not working at this stage of life. She earned it. And, in fact, the last year and a half, she did not conduct any interviews at her house. She was under a doctor's care, not for any illness, but just to watch, you know, how she was doing, that she didn't, God willing, didn't get COVID. You know, it was just, a woman is 98, 99, you know, that's a pretty good age, so you're under a doctor's care. And she never went out. She was at home for the last few years, and she enjoyed it. She has a beautiful home. I had a beautiful home in Brentwood, California. Just enjoyed the quietness of the house. She had total caretakers 24 hours. She was never alone, but, you know, her friends could not enter the house the way they used to because of the COVID situation. I went over a few times to sit with her and talk, and we always had great laughs. Her mind was, most of the time, was very sharp. Her sense of humor was still there. It was a blessing. I mean, Betty lived a good life.
You know, 100 years, just shy, 18 days shy of 100 years is a tremendous life. Was there any sign at all from anybody who was still around, the caregivers, the staff, that anything was imminent?
I was over myself. So, no, there wasn't anything that said Betty is on her last leg. No. And when I was there as well, the times I was there, we played gin rummy. That was our favorite game to play. We played competitively, fun competitiveness. And the last time we played, Betty beat me 4 out of 5 games. Now, I'm pretty good, and Betty's good. She knows how to play games, obviously, Password, you know, and all the games she's played in her life. But she was still sharp. So her mind was sharp. There was nothing wrong, no signs of illness. Her body was, you know, getting a little older, obviously, being 99. She wasn't running the mile anymore, you know, but no, there was no signs. And I asked the people around her who were there frequently. There wasn't anything other than the aging process, but nothing that would say Betty White was going to pass away on December 31st. 2021.
Just a few things I want to cover here in our last 2 minutes. Was she excited about the centennial, the 100th birthday?
We didn't really talk about it that much, to be honest. In fact, I always kidded her, all right, Betty, we know you're going to be 100. Let's focus on 101. You know, she always said she was blessed with good health. And that is true. In all the years I knew Betty, maybe she was sick once or twice. She has great genes, and she attributed that to her parents. She wasn't making it a big deal.
And just to clear up, which I think you have done a lot in the last few days, it's interesting when somebody passes away, even at age 99, there are stories that emerge that she just passed away of natural causes Friday morning. Vicki Lawrence had stated today that she did say her husband's name, that one of the caregivers, her assistant, was there when Betty passed away Friday morning, and that she had said Alan. Is that something that you've heard corroborated?
I mean, I've heard that same rumor. I could not, I wasn't there, so I can't really say, but I have not been able to find out if that was an actual true statement. And it's Vicki talking to Carol Burnett, it's Carol Burnett with the assistant, it's a lot of people, you know, it's that phone in your ear, that tin phone that we grew up with the long cord, that sometimes things aren't, you know, communicated exactly right. I don't know, honestly, if that was the last words. It would sound very nice and very warm, but I can't say that was the case.
And before we get on to the final question, which is how would you like to be remembered, and everybody does deserve their privacy at the end, but was she surrounded by people at the end? It is the pandemic time. What do we know if she was conscious at all at the end?
I think she passed, I was told she passed away in her sleep.
Mm.
So Betty was surrounded always with people who cared about her. And always in her own home. She always slept in her own bed and always taken care of properly. I mean, truthfully, this is what we all would want when we get to that stage. I mean, to live at 99 and we know, you know, one day we're all going to go, I would love to be in my own bed without any pain, peacefully, you know, and it's terribly sad. I love Betty dearly, always will, but I am happy if she had a pass, she passed the right way.
And on the happy side, the final question, and I appreciate the time, Jeff, because you were a friend of hers, and I know this has been a rough few days. No matter what age anybody goes, it's always tough. And This does seem somewhat unexpected on the verge of her 100th birthday. What made Betty White so great? Everybody loved her. She is different than almost anybody else. I could ask a 10-year-old who Betty White was, and I could ask a 105-year-old who Betty White was. Everybody knows. And whenever I would be talking to somebody about interviews I've done, if I knew I brought up Betty White's name, I knew they would recognize that name. What was that about her?
I think mainly because she was real. There was no fake about her. You know, young folk, when they watch somebody or meet somebody, they have that radar. They don't like fake people. So for the youth, she wasn't. What you saw is what you got. And on top of that, she had the quickest wit. She had a mischievous sense of humor, you know, and she could be sassy. She could be a little foul-mouthed when she had to be. She just catered to all ages. And inherently, she was one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And her work ethic was not touched by anybody else. She took nothing for granted. To the day she passed, she always felt like she was a lucky broad every time she worked.
You know, Jeff, in private, did she have a favorite role that she said, that's the one that I really enjoyed the most?
No, she never ever said that to me. I know there were roles she liked and enjoyed because of the people she was working with. Obviously, she loved the Golden Girls. She loved working on The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock, and she loved Hot in Cleveland, you know, working with Wendy Malick, Valerie Bertinelli, Jane Leaves. It was a great atmosphere for her. So I know in her later life she enjoyed those things, but Betty wouldn't, you know, let me put it this way. If Betty had accepted a job, she made it good. The people around her would always flock to her, would always feel comfortable with her, so the set would always be a great place. People were honored to work with Betty.
And she's going to be with us.
Never one job.
Yeah, and she's going to be with us for a long, long time. And I believe the movie is still going to come out on her 100th birthday, which is great. And I think a lot of people will celebrate that. It's a nice thing. Nobody like Betty White.
There is nobody like her. And there was something. When Betty did The Proposal, if her fans who are listening, there was a trailer that was put out right around the proposal time, which is one of the most funniest things I've ever seen. It's a little raunchy, but in the funniest way, with Sandy and Ryan and Betty. And if you can get your hands on it, you'll have a laugh forever. Seeing the little different side of Betty White acting. And it was a trailer to The Proposal.
We'll have to do that.
If you can't, I'll look around here, and I know I have it somewhere. But I'm telling you, every time I get a little down myself at work, I've put it on, and I just laugh over and over again.
She could do anything. Jeff, I appreciate appreciate the time so much. We loved Betty, and just a quick story to relay to you. And when I interviewed Betty in person, and she was in Cincinnati for something about 20 years ago, went down to interview her, and the person who was with me, my engineer, was just dazzled that he was going to meet Betty White. He loved her like everybody else did. And he was so nervous, and I said, well, she's just a person. Just walk up and say hello. It'll be okay. And we finally get up to her, and I think in stark just... he was so shocked that it's Betty White, and I shook her. Nice to see you, Betty. I'm so glad, you know, what? And he walked up to her, and I think just blurted out the first thing that came to his mind, which was, you look great. And she just looked at him and said, don't be so surprised when you say that. And we fell on the floor laughing, and she let out that Betty White laugh, and I knew from that moment on, I loved Betty White in person. She was a classic.
Yes, I can see Betty doing that, and with her little look and her response, she was a hoot. She really was. And if somebody ever called her, oh, may I call you Miss White? Just no, you got to call me Betty. If she ran for office, she would have won and probably been a great, honest politician. But Betty was not a political person. She's a nice, great lady.
She would have won. Jeff, thank you for the time. My condolences again, and stay well. Stay well.
You too.
Thank you.
And to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Betty White's manager and close friend, Jeff Witches. And remember, he was one of the few people who was able to see Betty White during this 2-year quarantine period, which I believe he spoke about there. You know, that was kind of interesting, the whole thing, because we learned a lot of things I think we have not known heretofore. Is that I guess Betty really, at this point in her life, didn't want to work anymore, do any interviews. She was happy with that. She did have caregivers, and I believe he said a nurse with her at the house. And we don't know about the last word being Alan, which was highly reported yesterday, and I don't know if that came out the day before or yesterday. But that's the story as it is. Telephone number 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say in regard to Betty White? We did a little bit of this yesterday, but we can certainly do it again this morning. She was a fun woman, and coming on the heels of the Jeff Witches interview, I certainly think that it's worth doing. Betty White was a very unique actress in that everybody did love her. It was truly infectious. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, we taped that interview last night sometime around 9 o'clock. And we thank Jeff, who has been tremendously busy during this time, not only with the passing of Betty, but Betty's 100th birthday coming up. A very unique actress. Did you learn anything in that interview? Did you find out anything interesting about Betty White from an insider's point of view? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. You know, when I was talking to him, one of the things I found most interesting was that I think sometimes, and I think it relates back to the conversation we had on this show, I think it was early last week when it came to Betty White, people had a hard time believing that Betty White was aging. And I think the pandemic worked in her favor in a way, because people had not seen her in the last couple years because of the pandemic. So the last time they saw her in 2018, which I think was her last public appearance, she still looked and sounded okay. But I don't know what the situation would have been had the pandemic not came about. So that's the story this morning with Jeff Wichitz, her agent and manager. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there is anything on your mind. Okay, well, I thought, in honor of Betty White this morning, because she is so beloved, and because we did that interview, that one thing I would do, we had a lot of fun yesterday with the Family Feud localized version. So I thought what I would do, and again, these are in no particular order, but I thought I would come up with 10, I guess they are all really sitcoms, comedy shows that Betty White appeared on during her career as a regular cast member. All of these are regular cast member appearances, and I think there are 10 of them here. It's not just where she guest starred, and it's not, no movies are on this list, but shows, some popular, some not so popular, that Betty White was in. So that is the Family Feud category this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Shows that Betty White appeared in over the years. What were Betty White's big hits? I'm sure you can rattle off some of them right off the top of your head. Some of her shows were immensely popular and are still playing today. Some of the other ones might be a little harder to come by, not so well known. Let's go to the phones here and see if we have an answer. Go ahead, caller.
So many of them, Scott, but considering how many of these brilliant actors and actresses passed away in the last 12 months, I'll start with Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, definitely on the list here. Did you, what did you take from the interview with Jeff Wichitz?
It was very candid. I guess he sounds kind of East Coast. Interesting that he, you know where in Ohio he's from? I didn't look him up. I just woke up and drinking my coffee. I'll look up and find out where in Ohio that he lived, but he sounded East Coast. You know, I'm interested in accents and words and language, but
I don't know if he, I don't know if he was born here, but I know he went to Bowling Green College.
Yeah. In Bowling Green, Ohio. Well, that's not far at all from Marion.
No.
That's an hour if you drive fast from Marion.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll check. But I heard he sounded East Coast, which was kind of interesting. Very candid, but very nice. You know, as I told, you know, I told Ron Feinman on a comment, and I thought he might have been offended by this, but actually he agreed with me, because, I mean, it's half serious. Anybody who doesn't love Betty White should be deported. I mean, she's what America's about. I mean, seriously. A female born, again, in the roaring 20s, not these roaring 20s, the 1900 roaring, that's so hard to say, roaring 20s. And when she had the black gentleman on her show against the wishes of her producers, and she did it anyway. If there is someone that speaks to the spirit of America and has immense talent, not to mention beauty, and she was beautiful in her 90s also, it's Betty White. I make no apologies for that. If you're proud to be an American, you love Betty White. I don't know what else to say. And I like how he mentioned that she could play different kinds of characters, because often the characters she played, they may have been promiscuous, like Sue Ann and her character on Mama's Family, and even Rose a bit. You know, she was certainly a vibrant woman, but they weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed. But when you heard her on a game show, I mean, she could beat Jeff in cards. That was a smart cookie for sure. And look at her husband, Alan Ludden. Alan Ludden, I think, a bit of a precursor to Alex Trebek, in that he was a cerebral and intellectual game show host, a little more nerdy than Monty Hall and some of those. Not that Monty Hall, who also was a gracious guest of yours, someone else I miss dearly, wasn't smart. It just, his image was a little more of a showman. But Alan Ludden, you know, serious, and with his glasses and his neat dress. And you could see that side of Betty White also. So, you know, I enjoyed it. I made sure I woke up. You saw me share it on Facebook. Chris with the three names. He shared it to me because he loves Betty White. So I made sure all my friends know. I made sure I had enough coffee, and it'll be in the archives within an hour or two.
You know what? The two most interesting things to me that came out of that interview, because everybody has said how much they loved Betty over the last few days.
Betty White, you're not an American, as far as I'm concerned. How could you not? I don't understand. How could you not love her? I don't. And her causes. She fought for minorities. I mean, an animal lover. I mean, that's something that I used to say, like, she's a lot smarter in person than Rose is, but they're both animal lovers, and they're both sweet people you'd love to have as your grandmother or your aunt. I mean, so she had many things in common with Rose, other except for the fact that her IQ is about three times as high. So, I mean, I understand. I mean, I idolize her. I miss her. I'll always miss her. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I guess what I because like I said, everybody says they love Betty White, so that did not come as any shock.
I do. You know,
We understand. We understand, but
okay.
I'm just trying to get to the point of what I wanted to make here.
I'll be quiet. Windpipe will be quiet.
Okay. I just say everybody loves Betty White, and we all understand that, and I liked Betty White, and it was great. But I think the two interesting things from somebody who had seen her during the pandemic and had been around her after in these last 2 years was the fact that, you know, she did have nurses. Her mind was still okay, but her body was going through the aging process. And I think that was hard for people to understand. We had the conversation last week, which sparked many people to say that I had a premonition that she was going to leave us. And I think it was hard for people to understand that Betty White was 99 and that nobody gets to beat the aging process no matter what you do. And to hear that she had had 24/7 care and to hear that there were caregivers there when she left us last week, I thought was interesting because I had not heard that anywhere. And I think it was also interesting that she really didn't have much interest. This woman who was so famous for her work ethic, really the last year was happy just to not do interviews, not do anything. She was okay staying home.
Yeah, I think she was very humble. Probably didn't realize how much she was loved. But I don't know what else to say. Betty White, she embodies America, pop culture, women's rights, animal rights, and many things that we hold dear in this country, especially in the difficult times we've been in for the last almost 2 years. And her passing is the end. It's almost the end of an era. And also just New Year's Eve, almost 100 people saying, well, if you don't count leap year, she was 100. Well, that's incorrect, because leap years are done for a reason, because the year is not exactly 365 days. So not much else to say. You know, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, I know you love Betty White. And it was great having Jeff on. I mean, you've not disappointed, Scott. You know, when I call you, you know, sorry to inflate your ego, but you deserve it. When I call you interviewer to the stars, when I say that you have outdone yourself again, I ain't kidding. You've had Geraldo. You've had Betty White's agent. You know, when I say I want the Queen of England on, I want Prince Harry, and I want Donald himself, regardless of his controversy, I would not put it past you to have all three of them on.
So, were you?
I think the most reachable would be Harry, because he's kind of divorced himself from the royal family, and so he would be a good guest. But I'd love to have Donald. I'd love to have Donald in person. That's probably not going to happen, but at least get him on the phone. And ask him what he thought about Betty White, because remember you asked Dr. Ruth about him. She would say she met him and that he seemed like a nice guy, but she wouldn't really talk about the political or the controversial parts. I'd like to hear what Donald Trump thinks about Betty White. I'm sure he loved Betty. I can say, you know, say what you want about Donald Trump, but he does love America. And if you love America, you love Betty White.
Well, it's interesting.
I don't apologize for that, because she embodies what America and our pop culture is about.
Well, I guess what I was going for, because we had that conversation, and I think it started last week by you saying you thought Betty White would live forever. Are you surprised to learn that the last couple of years that she wasn't in?
Yeah, it's sad when you see that. I mean, we saw Ed Asner. The photos where he used a cane, I think in the photo with you on the website, he had a cane. So we kind of saw that. And he was a bit on the heavy side. So, you just hope he's doing okay. And he always sounded good on the phone. But Betty just embodied health, too. again, she was in good shape in her older years. And, I mean, what an incredible knockout when she was in her 20s and 30s. You've seen those photos of her. I've seen her on the retro game shows. I mentioned that about Pat Carroll also. My goodness, they were lookers, to put it mildly. And still, Pat Carroll is still beautiful. I mean, she aged well, just like Betty White did. So you always think of her as, think of Betty as being someone in good shape. And it just, it's hard to fathom, you know? And I thought about George Burns. I think I mentioned that. I guess he couldn't go to his 100th birthday party because his health was failing. And he always looked healthy, and then he had passed shortly thereafter. So every day, Scott, we have to treasure. And I've been, especially in the last, since my dad passed away, and then that was right before the COVID situation, I treasure every day that I wake up, and I encourage people to do that. I don't know what else to say. You know, life is a gift. We've had the gift of Betty's humor and all of her other talents and what she's done for our country.
I think it's interesting that it just is. I guess it has always been for me an interesting thing that people felt or feel that some people are just going to go on forever, and I think it's hard. I think it's a protection mechanism that people use.
You just don't think of it. You will see. Well, if Betty White passes away, she's someone I grew up with. I grew up with her on game shows. I watched Mama's Family, Golden Girls, Mary Tyler Moore, you know, guest shot. She was great on The Practice, and where she played kind of a cranky older lady, you know, maybe a little bit like Pat Carroll's guest shot on Mary Tyler Moore, one of the most famous guest appearances. And you just see, well, that's kind of like the end of an era. And, you know, George Burns, I loved him also, but he started his career before my time. But me, you know, I felt like I grew up with Betty White, even though she was very established when I was born. And it's like with the Golden Girls, it's who else would you pick besides Betty White to pick one of the characters? B. Arthur wasn't going to be on initially, and she agreed to do the show. And then there was a switch, you know, in who was going to do whom. And it's like, well, if you have a show about vibrant older women who still date, who sit around, eat cheesecake and giggle and play games and have all these stories to tell, who else would you pick besides Betty White? I mean, that show wouldn't exist without her. And it didn't.
Now, what's that?
So we do miss her, and I thank Jeff for being on the show. It was fascinating, and I don't think you can really talk too much about this great lady, and I'm so glad you had a chance to meet her.
Yeah, nice woman. Why? I appreciate it.
Someone, you know, she's like you would expect her to be. You know, Geraldo surprised because he was a lot more docile, and businesslike on the phone. But Betty, just like what Jeff said with the laugh, you know, call her Betty. I mean, I can't see anybody calling her anything other than Betty. That's what you get. The same thing. Just again, a bit like Rose, but a lot more intelligent.
Well, a good long life, that's for sure.
Yep, good long phone call, Scott, but I don't want to disappoint with my nickname of Windpipe, so I will be quiet and let my fellow listeners take the air.
All right, thank you.
Have a good show, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again.
All right, well, we've got Mary Tyler Moore. That's where we started there. Family Feud category here. Shows that Betty White was actually a cast member of. Now, not a show that she did a guest starring role on. These are shows that she actually was a member of the cast. Now, I have 10 of these. Now, we have one already. We have Mary Tyler Moore. Adam guessed Mary Tyler Moore. Do you have any guesses as to other shows that Betty White was a part of? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of a pop culture morning here on the Family Feud. A show that Betty White was a cast member of. Now, most of the shows on this list, well, I guess they span her entire career, but Mary Tyler Moore is one that we have already. Does anybody know of any other shows that Betty White was a regular cast member of? Actually a part of the show. Not just a guest starring role. 740-383-9944. We've got Mary Tyler Moore so far. And we've got nine others to go. Does anybody know the nine others. 57 and a half minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Maybe everybody's trying to get their Google to work this morning to look up Betty White. Interesting, all the shows she was a part of. We've got Mary Tyler Moore, and really that's the kind of show that rejuvenated, or really the show that kind of rejuvenated her career. Go ahead, caller.
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family. You know, that's one that people really like her in. Doesn't get brought up a whole lot, but a lot of people liked her in Mama's Family.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mama's Family, absolutely. She was a cast member with Vicki Lawrence on the hit TV series Mama's Family. So we've got Mama's Family and Mary Tyler Moore. Shows that Betty White was a cast member of. Didn't just guest star on, but was actually a cast member of. There are 10. We've got two. We've got Mama's Family and Mary Tyler Moore. What are the other 8? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Shows Betty White was a cast member of. Or I guess you could just say shows Betty White was on. And so many of these shows still play all the time because of reruns and reruns of reruns that will go on forever. All right, let's see if this person has an answer for us. Go ahead, caller.
How about Hot in Cleveland?
Hot in Cleveland, absolutely. Hot in Cleveland's on the list. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she was on Hot in Cleveland. That was one of her, I think it was the last television show that she was a member of the cast. But Hot in Cleveland with, what was it, Valerie Bertinelli and Jane Leaves and Wendy Malick. I think that aired on TV Land, but a very popular show. So we've got Hot in Cleveland, Mama's Family, Mary Tyler Moore. Still 8 to go. Shows Betty White was a cast member of. Does anybody know any of these shows that Betty White was a cast member of? 740-383-9944. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. We'll come back after this short break and have some more fun here on the program.
Doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now. 740-